This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The baby is young now. What should the baby be listening to? Baby should be listening to and should be surrounded with Islam. Yes, now. Most of us get happy too early with our babies. Our children, the baby is now the toddler. The toddler becomes 4 years old. When we stand for salah, have you seen our four-year-old comes right next to the diggy, or two-year-old, diggy, puts the hat on little wonky, right? Stands in front of us, Allahu Akbar, looks at us. When we go to ruku, they go to ruku. When we go to sujood, they go to ya Allah, martoma erfu. Ya Allah, go to beshte gyarse. My child is so beloved to me, my child's already gone to heaven or paradise with me. Yeah? We get so excited, especially when a child wears the topi, a child sits down on musalla, a child does this, Allahumma, Allah, a child reads the surah, Qulhu Allahu Ahad with us, a child reads the surah Fatiha. We get super excited. My friend, you're making a big mistake. The mistake is this. If you sat with a four-year-old next to you and you basically took some ganja in your mouth, you give a chance to that baby to do exactly the same thing, he'll do exactly the same thing. You sit there on the, you sit there in your house and you start, do all that, you see your baby doing dungu. The baby is only copying. You got to understand this. The baby, Allah has made babies. He's put something inside babies. They just want to copy the people around them. They want to copy their elders. That's all he's doing. You do anything. You jump up and down like a monkey. He'll jump up and down like a monkey. You sit there silently all day. The baby will slowly sit there as well like you. Your hand movements, your mouth movements, everything baby wants to copy. This is not the time to get excited. Yes, alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. Your child is praying. Yes. When he's 7, he's praying. Don't get excited yet. When he's 10, he's doing his... Yes, you send it to maktab, to the masjid. He's like, okay, I've heard all of this. The real deal starts when they're at the age of 11, 12. The real deal starts at the age of 11, 12. And unfortunately, most of us have got masjids and maktabs where we send our children from the age of 5, 4, 6 or something, we send masjid, and when they're 11, 12, they finish reading the Quran, and then we have another big party. Dawat. We get behind the Mawlana, Imam Sahib, Mesab Zizul, the Quran Shurikun Din Shash Orto. What day is he going to finish the Quran? And they have a race to try and get to the end of the Quran. By the time they're 11 or 12, they finish the Quran. You call everyone in the masjid, everyone comes, the Quran khatam is done. You know, everyone's happy. You know who's the most happiest on that day? It's the kid that finished the Quran. You know why? Because he's saying bye-bye to everyone. He's not coming tomorrow. He's going to put the Quran on his shelf inside the home, and now he's at the age of 11 or 12 or 13. And guess what? This is the moment when you needed the child to practice Islam the most. And we make him leave the masjid. Is this true or not? Come on, guys, true or not? This is the problem. The system that we should have is, don't make it, I'm telling all the parents here, don't tell your children when you finish Quran, this is the objective of the Quran done. No. I want my child, and I'm going to ask the educators of this masjid to say, look, make tajweed the main thing. Let them learn how to do tajweed. Let them finish the Quran only. Only when? Let me tell you how it should be done. When they're reading with tajweed, they've done 5 juz with you, give them 2 sabaks. Give them 2 different places to read. One place they read to the teacher inside the masjid, another place they read at home. And tell them, encourage the student to do his own tilawah, her own tilawah, and finish the Quran at home. We have seen, like these students have finished the entire Quran. They don't make a big deal out of it. They finish the Quran every single year. We have competition every single summer for them to finish one Quran. We have competition Ramadan for them to finish Quran. If you start in Sha'ban, if they do half a juz from Sha'ban all the way to Ramadan, if you carry on doing that, by the end of Ramadan, they finish the Quran. Our students are 13, 14, 15, they finish multiple Qurans. Not a single student where we are in our academy has ever said in 25 years, I finished the Quran, I need to leave the masjid. It's how you put your mentality in your community, in yourselves. Never come behind the imam to make your child just finish the Quran reading, no. Because then your child will leave. The objective should be your child should stay till 15, 16 years old. They need this. They need, when they're teenagers, that's when they really need the deen. Most of our kids go off the deen at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15. That's when they needed Islam the most. That's when they needed the masjid the most. And we made a system that they're going to leave the Quran. Now I'm going to ask you to reverse all of this. Make them come to the masjid. In fact, when they're 9, 10, 11, bring them with you to the masjid. Make it a habit. Make sure they do salah with you in jama'ah in the house if you're not going to come to the masjid. Make sure it's built inside them. Make sure you ask them, have them tilawah inside the house, even though they left the masjid. Even though it's a day when they're not going to go to the masjid, ask them, have you done your portion of the Quran? Ask them this. When you're on the deen like this, okay, now your kids are growing up, the deen needs to be what? First, the deen, the religion needs to be in me as an adult. I need to be practicing Islam to the best I can. And then my children will follow me, because the children will just follow whatever the parents are doing. They will follow, good or bad, they will follow. Anyway, after this, what is the next barakah? The next thing is, my friend, when the children are growing up, if your children have grown up, as they're aging, each age has a new challenge. The smartphone, there's a challenge to try and get the children to control how many hours they play. The PlayStation 5, the Xbox. Have you got rules inside your house to limit the time they are spending on these things? Okay, they are for entertainment. Entertainment stays for entertainment. We have to remind one another inside the house, we are not here in this dunya for entertainment. Because the next home sweet home is my grave, your grave. That's the real home sweet home after this. I'm here for maximum, 60, 70 years. Maximum. Even that's if Allah gives me the time to stay till 60, 70. My time is limited, your time is limited. I've already told my children in my house, this is not my house. I've told my own children, I look, you know what I do in my house? I want you to do this. Look at the four walls of your house and say, this I'm leaving for my children, this is not mine. Just say in your mind, this is not mine. Wallahi, I'm telling you this, this is the best way to live. All the things you own in this life, don't look at it as it's mine. The moment you look at it is mine, the house, the land that you own, the assets you have, the bank balance you have. Never look at it as your own. In fact, you should already have written your wasiyah, your will. I've got my will already written. It's written. The things that need to be done as soon as I die, I've written it, it's already there. I've entrusted certain people already. As soon as I die, just take that and it's in a book. I said, this is the where the book is. Go on, enforce it. I'm ready. We're all going to be ready. Any moment I can go, any moment you can go. And where are we going? Look, you're not staying here. You can buy the best leather sofas. You can buy the best carpet for your house. Every time I buy something for my house, I say, okay, that's for the next generation. That's for them. Okay, I'll use it for a little bit. I always look at it like this. Any car that you have, okay. One day, you know, I'll go to the graveyard and my car will go to the scrapyard. We're both going, you know what I'm saying? We're both out. Light's going to be out for him, light's going to be out for me. It's the truth. I need to make my next home, build my next home. What's my next home? It's the grave.